Time to enlighten up and health yourself at the same time. It's Natural Solutions Radio with Sir Eliezer Ben Joseph, traditional naturopath.
Today, I have a special guest, one of my favorite people, Al Garcia, master herbalist, master iridologist, master in doTERRA oils, essential oils, really knows them back and forward. We've got Al Garcia. Good morning, Al.
Good morning.
Thanks for being here.
Yeah, absolutely.
Introduce Al Garcia. He's been a friend of mine for many, many years here in El Paso, and he now lives in Utah. Vince Garcia, his brother, you hear Vince call almost every week, and we talk about the oils, what's happening, doTERRA. Al has really been involved in, Al, give a little bit of who you are. You've been involved in natural health for, gosh, years and years, huh?
Almost 40 years now.
40 years.
Yeah, we have.
Oh, my gosh, that's almost 40 years. That's totally outrageous.
I started back in the 70s when I married this sweet girl that said she wanted to have babies at home.
And then you had to learn.
Yeah, then I had to learn to be a midwife and get involved with helping midwives and all those good things, going to school. And I'll never forget the first doctor that trained us in how to chart a baby's growth and how to check blood on a hermeticut machine and how to do all the breathing techniques, Lamaze, and all those things. Then I decided to be a general in the natural health arena and anyway, that's all part of...
And then you started, you started the whole chain of herbs for health. You got into herbs before it was really fashionable.
Right.
And
right.
That was really...
Well, in fact, I was a quack because back in the late 80s, before herbs even became a known thing, you know, if you were taking green drinks and doing cleanses and doing those kind of things, you were a kook.
Yeah.
You know?
Oh, yeah. I mean, because I've been a naturopath for many years, and we've been involved in cleansing and detoxing and this and that and building. And, of course, traditional medicine and traditional news, and, you know, they looked at us as crazy and quacks. And actually, I remember there was a doctor out of Florida who started the National Quack Association, and I was part of that. Mm-hmm. And
isn't it interesting that 40 years later, we're coming to full circle and finding out that organic vitamins are significantly different than Flintstones and A1 synthetic vitamins, cold tar type stuff, and we're really starting to have a full understanding to the public that natural nutrition trumps synthetic vitamins.
Oh, yes. And, I have a number of articles on that. Maybe I get to them.
Hey, so. But, you know, we have some exciting things happening in Utah. We've now recruited over 7 million people.
7 million.
To distribute and sell our products, with over 30 million customers ordering every month on the internet. And so we're affecting 40 to 45 million people every month, not counting the fact that those 7 million have their own customers that we don't even have a count on, you know. And so perhaps 50 to 100 million people are using the essential oils and all the products that doTERRA is making today. And we're the very first company to put together our own healthcare plan. And we've, of course, had to do a cooperative to create our own hospital called Prime Meridian. This is a new effort in Utah. It's built right on the campus of the doTERRA company. And it's Prime Meridian is the entity that is going to handle.
And it's a hospital.
It's an actual hospital with allopathic medical doctors, board certified doctors on one end of the hospital, and all naturopathic people, alternative practitioners on the other side. But everybody, including the medical doctors, are trained in the use of essential oils. Now, we had something really interesting. For all 10 years, Dr. David Hill has been our medical director in Utah for the company. He's not only an owner, but he was the medical director as a doctor himself of doTERRA, and he just stepped down 2 days ago. We hired a new medical advisor. His name is Dr. Austin Thrope. He happens to be the number one guy that was being groomed to be the president of IHC Hospitals. And it took 6 months for us to convince him and for he and his wife to make a decision to come and be the head medical director for doTERRA as a company, because we showed him the full plan on how we intend to build not just one of these hospitals, but 30 every year for the next 5 years.
Oh, my God.
And so we are in the process now of putting the second one in Nashville, and the third one in Dallas and St. George, Utah. And these hospitals are going to change and revolutionize healthcare in America. And
That's awesome. What
we've done in the process of doing this is we've taken our life-changing healthcare program, and we've made a mission to have better healthcare with primary care physicians and to be able to treat the whole person as opposed to being a specialist in one area. We want to be able to access the highest quality specialty healthcare providers in the world, and we want to integrate the use of natural essential oils that are pure therapeutic grade oils into the healthcare program, so that we have two things that we're accomplishing. We're using natural, basically natural plants as medicine, which was the way it was done
thousands of years ago. And not even that long ago. I mean, four thousands of years they've been used.
Right.
You know.
And today, because of distilleries and because of cold press, we're allowed to do things that, you know, the Egyptians couldn't do and the wise men couldn't do back in the time of Jesus, but they still were using frankincense and myrrh then. But the reason today is because, as you all know, healthcare is just going off the charts in cost.
Yes.
And essential oils will bring us a lower cost, simple healthcare, primary care, and we'll be able to do some cost sharing with this healthcare plan, where we'll be able to take and treat, let's just say, a sore throat or a simple cold or a flu with essential oils. And if everybody's trained, both alternative and medical doctors are trained in what's simple to do to treat the whole person, we'll know when the line is crossed and essential oils don't work and we need a medical doctor.
Allopathic
care. We'll know that. But the mission is to start that first and to go that route first in order to do that. And so we have some, we're really, really going to do a reversal on healthcare, where we're going to use the simple things first, and if they don't work, then we'll go to allopathic care. And that's quite a change on what's happening today.
Right. Well, in naturopathy, we've always maintained that in any hospital or doctor's office, the primary, very first technique that should be used should be something natural. Surgeries and drugs should be the last thing are resorted to, you know. And doctors say do no harm. But I have a question. doTERRA is relatively young. It's only a 10-year-old company. And how does a 10-year-old company go to from nothing to being the number one essential oil company in the world? You know, how does that happen?
Well, I think we've hit the right timing for what the needs of the people are. Right now, primary health care is just so expensive, and people are looking for a way to be their own healer. So we've made a goal to put a healer in every home and to teach people. You know, our mantra that we have had for, you and I have had for, you know, 30 years, learn to health yourself.
Oh, correct.
That is really what we've done very, very effectively with doTERRA, is we've taught people how to learn to health themselves, and by teaching them how to use essential oils properly and the active ingredients, you know, antibacterials, antivirals, antibiotic, anti-everything, you know, to learn how to use a book and a box and be successful at home with 80% of your family's health challenges. We have a natural solution to those things, And we've been effective doing it. The very thing that you and I have been teaching for many, many years has now a big company has taken the mission of doing those same things and provide a health care to people. And when they created Prime Meridian, you know, its primary job was to focus on preventing sickness and disease.
And yet still taking
illness.
Yeah, man, but at the same time, if someone was sick, they went to the hospital, and this would be the hospital that they would go to, just like any other hospital intake. And the only difference is that everybody's trained to attempt to use the natural first and the heavier interventions as a last resort as opposed to a first resort.
And we had to go to, you know, when you think of all the potential people like Blue Cross Blue Shield or some of the IHC hospitals, we landed up finding Sedera Health in Utah that would cooperate with this program as a secondary care, not only for the necessity of all health issues that primary care can't address, but to deliver the highest quality hospitals and specialty care centers in the world that could treat those things that we couldn't do at Prime Meridian. And so we have an association there that's just been, it's impeccable for developing this plan to put together 100 hospitals all over the country that will do the very thing that you and I talked about doing 20 years ago on Indian reservations is
now happening
today right under our nose with doTERRA. So they've done just a marvelous job in creating a healthcare program that's going to treat and help educate people. And the plan is also to not only help their own employees. You know, as you know, we have the largest base of employees in the state of Utah right now working for doTERRA, over 3,000. But worldwide, we have over 30,000 employees that in third world countries and places where they're picking and growing plants and gardens and putting together nurseries and all the things that it takes to get these plants to where we have a sustainable source of essential oils. We now have over 30,000 people that we employ. So this program has to spread around the world in order to help sustain people's health, knowing that we have to have critical health care and alternative health care. And we wanted to do it at a price, a public price, that is going to basically revolutionize healthcare and change what's going on in this country. For example, if a person wants to be a part of this healthcare program, for $99, they can have an individual healthcare plan that goes into one of those hospitals and utilizes this type of service at the beginning, meaning you're coming in, let's just say, with a sore throat or something simple, and you know,
see the doctor
and see either type of doctor. Alternative, or initially one of the alternative people, and then if they can't help you,
that's amazing.
So we're talking about something that is affordable, that's secure for people to get some assistance and some help, and you can just imagine. We did a trial for the last 6 months with the employees of doTERRA in Pleasant Grove, and it's just phenomenal. Yeah.
When we get back, I'd like to talk about sourcing essential oils, because doTERRA does something unique. They don't buy from brokers. They go in around the world and set up these places, and their ability to raise funds so that they can do this without charging the people.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
There was a question about essential oils, if insurance will cover essential oils on the...
Probably the new essential oil insurance company with doTERRA. That's going to, I mean, again, it's brand new. So, Al, talk to me about that. I mean, it's a brand new type of insurance company.
Well, here's what's really interesting. Think about this. I mean, today, if you do go to a clinic and you get a prescription, you have to, you know, get a prescription filled, and then you have to put in a copay or something, and then you right. still have to go and pick up the prescription. How would you like it if you came to one of our new hospitals and they gave you an opportunity after you had a sore throat and whatnot, that if they knew that the OnGuard throat lozenges and the active ingredient in our OnGuard essential oil was what would make you better, what if you were just given the opportunity to either buy it wholesale right on the spot or become a doTERRA distributor and order it on a 1-800 call yourself and get all the benefits of our program? You know, and that's one of the beauties to what's going to happen here in the future is that people will be able to be their own wellness advocate and order their own, whether they're a customer and don't want to be an advocate or whether they'd like to be an advocate and participate in helping to recommend this to other people, both the clinic and the products.
Yeah.
So that's basically what's going to happen is they'll be given that choice. And if they don't want to do either of those, advocate or customer, then they can always buy it from
just,
the clinic.
Right, or and be like a regular patient going into a clinic hospital.
Yes.
So they're going to have, you know, if someone breaks their arm, if someone has, are they going to have surgical and
yes,
regular?
Yes, they'll have the option,
so
just
all
like
of
a
that
hospital.
Stuff.
Yep. And they'll have options there that way. And so, you know.
Deliver babies if they want to have it.
Yep.
And then, of course, it'll be natural. I can just see them rubbing all the essential oils onto the mother's belly. Dad's learning how to do that to prevent all the stretch marks
and
everything else.
You can
else.
Imagine that diffusers would be going and things would be happening there. We've done all these trials with Vanderbilt. We've done all the trials with over 450 hospitals across the country. We've done research and blind and double-blind studies, and you can see a lot of that in a website called SourceToYou.com. All the work that's been done for the past decade.
SourceToYou.com.
Yep. And you know, we're in the process right now, this very week in Atlanta, Georgia. We're doing a leadership conference down there, and we're teaching this entire concept to thousands of people at our convention. So, you know, get interested. This is the wave of the future, just like herbs were back in the 90s. Essential oils are 50 times stronger
wow.
than a dehydrated capsule of herbs. So the reason the world is just turning to essential oils is because of the potency and the powerfulness of the healing ability that essential oils have.
I know I have
pure.
All kinds of studies that have come out, and you know, when we read some of these studies that just are amazing on what kind of the research there's from the University of Texas in San Antonio, Ponce Health Sciences School of Medicine. There's all kinds of studies that are being done on different kinds of essential oils. I know one on sandalwood. It's been used for its anti-inflammatory properties, expectorant, and memory boosting. And so now they're finding that it can enhance the immune system so much that it's really the study. This one was done by the Texas School of Medicine, University of Texas. They're saying that sandalwood, as an example, for breast cancer. And it's, you know, these universities are putting time and resources and money into this, you know, the studies of essential oils. And they're really finding that these essential oils do a lot more than just make a fragrance.
Well, and I want to share with you that we just got finished coming back from Hawaii. I don't know if you know this, but the island of Kona, we purchased a 10,000-acre historical farm there just to grow sandalwood over the next 40 years.
Oh, my.
Did you know that the governor of Hawaii had knocked down all the sandalwood trees about 20 years ago?
Oh.
And the pineapple industry became, of course, Del Monte, the number one industry in Hawaii. We, doTERRA, saw all those knocked down sandalwood trees, and all we could see was harvesting the dark wood, the heartwood, in the middle of those trees. And so we took helicopters and picked up all those dead trees and moved them to a place where we could chop them up and pulverize the wood into sawdust and created the secondary The second largest industry now in Hawaii is sandalwood oil being extracted from those dead trees.
Oh,
well,
wow.
It's such a big deal that we were allowed to buy this historical farm, prove to the Hawaiian people that we would take 9,000 acres and never build, never develop anything on it. And we've now started planting the sandalwood trees on the 10,000 acres. My wife and I flew up there just to plant trees. Every single one of these trees has a chip that is logged and put next to it in stake to manage the growth of these trees. And we'll be able to start harvesting in about 25 years the oils that that we're doing right now in Hawaii, in the island of Kona, in the big old lava island there.
Wow.
And it's just an amazing, amazing farm. In the future, we'll be able to take people there for a one-week trip to plant and help plant this 10,000 acres. And it's already begun.
Well,
so.
You know, before the break, we were talking about, I was talking about some of the things I saw on YouTube called Sourcing Essential Oils. And I was so impressed with, because there's so much money raised by doTERRA, which is for charity, and how they use this money going around the world. When I saw in Somalia and Bulgaria and
Guatemala.
Tell
Mexico.
Us some of those things, what they were doing. That just touched my heart.
Yeah, let me just take the oldest, one of the poorest countries in the world is Haiti. And when we started in Haiti, we were interested in the vetiver grass in Haiti because it's a secondary to lavender in that its chemistries of vetiver are very similar. They're very calming. They're wonderful for children. They're very usable. Of course, because labor is so inexpensive in Haiti, we could hire 10 men to dig up this grass and bale it and dry it and make the oil out of it. So we put distilleries in Haiti. This was about 7 years ago.
Oh, and they had the big earthquake. And
No, that was India. That was India. This is Haiti. Haiti is a different thing. And
I thought there was earthquake, a big something in Haiti, because there was,
Or maybe that was before we
also
got involved.
Also, before you got involved.
Yeah, but I want to share with you that today, just from what started back then, today there's over 20,000 men digging the vetiver grass, too.
Wow.
And we've created partnerships with the people there to dig. You know, one of the problems they were having is they were having to haul water on the donkey with 2 5-gallon buckets on the side of these donkeys, and they would go walking an hour to the lake to get the water just to bring it
and
back.
And then an hour back.
An hour back. And so we saw the amount of time and the effort that was going into that. And doTERRA hired a company, dug a well hundreds and hundreds of feet in the ground right in the middle of town, put a pump and a reverse osmosis purifier, and now the people just line up in the middle of town and get clean water and don't have to spend those hours walking.
That is awesome.
And that's just an incredible, incredible united effort. We're going to help them to make life better, and they're going to work harder and help us sustain.
And they get a fair wage.
And they get a fair wage.
They've learned how to raise the vetiver, and doTERRA put up the distilleries, all at no charge to those people.
Right, and that's now created an industry for them to be employed, to have a way to raise their children and go to school and put a home up and things like that. And doTERRA has now helped them with tools and tractors and shovels and picks and houses that'll warehouse like co-op farming homes that can help everybody work together. And in the process of all that, of course, it takes almost a 5-ton truck full of dry grass to make a bottle of oil.
Oh, my.
I mean, it's that much. It's just bales and bales and bales in a truck to make a small bottle of vetiver oil. So the amount of effort that's going into that is incredible, and the average guy just doesn't realize that these pure oils coming from pure plants takes a tremendous amount of work and a tremendous amount of machinery, and then, of course, the ability to take all those oils put them in a small mason jar, fill up a 5-gallon stainless steel bucket, and mail it back to Utah so we can bottle it, is an incredible effort without going through a bunch of middlemen. You know, we're cutting out the brokers and the middlemen in order to employ the people.
That was what I was so impressed. Most essential oil companies buy from brokers.
Right.
And so the brokers make all the money, and they most of the time screw the people doing the real hard work of getting the
plant, or pay them enough.
Right.
Or pay them just part of the year, and the rest of the year they got to sit and wait till the next harvest, and their children don't have the money to go to school.
Right.
doTERRA has broken all this apart and made it sustainable so that they have enough money all year to put their children in school and to buy clothing and do all the things.
In Somalia, they did that same kind of thing. And again,
with frankincense.
And frankincense. And also in Brazil with the copaiba.
Right.
This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm here with Al Garcia. We're talking about doTERRA, the essential oil company. I think it's one of the best in the world. And they've really just become something that all other companies can really be proud to emulate. So this is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Just before we went to the commercial, there were some stories, and, you know, touch on some of those, because I think when people hear that and they hear what doTERRA has done to some of the women, and, you know, when the oil companies left Somalia and these women just had nothing anymore, husbands had been killed in the oil industry and they lost their homes and everything. That was just so touching what they did.
Well, let me just share with you a couple of things. The vision of the owners of doTERRA, you know, when you think of the seven owners and their wives or partners, there's 14 people there that have the unified vision of the direction they're taking the company, a debt-free company, no loans, no investors, no publicly traded company. This is a company that can drive itself because of the decisions of good executive team that's put together good decisions. And when they saw the vision of creating these co-op farming programs and going in these foreign countries, they knew that they had to have resources in order to do that. So they formed a foundation called the Healing Hands Foundation, a 501c, you know, a nonprofit company.
Right.
And they knew that as the company grew from, you know, 300 people to 7 million people, that we could create a program that said, how would you all like to donate $1 with your order? Because each of us order $100 a month. For our own families to stay healthy. And we hope that each of you want to order $100 a month to stay healthy, like a box of vitamins and a couple of bottles of oil of some kind, maybe lemon or orange or something.
Or lavender.
Or something,
I mean, for
something,
sure.
Peppermint.
Yeah.
But the bottom line is, when so many people are learning to do this and they donate $1, can you imagine if you have 7 million advocates and let's just say 50% of them donated $1?
Right.
How much money do you think
that's
you can
every
collect
month.
In a month?
Yeah.
Enough money that when there's a catastrophe like that happened in India, you know, when the earthquake happens in Nepal, they're able to go there with rice and beans and canvas tents and portable homes and tractors and shovels and all the things it takes to help our providers, the people that we've set up to do business with. I mean, we can't allow them to have 2 years of trying
nothing.
To rebuild and nothing, because then we would have a non-sustainable program. So we have the resources today to go in there and help them rebuild and get back on their feet so that we can get back to picking wintergreen and spikenard and the whatever leaves and plants that we're harvesting in those countries. We've done the same thing in Bulgaria. Today, we're able to get lavender in Bulgaria. We're able to get red roses in Bulgaria. We're able to get the things that, that we've set up to do. And we've not only gone in and looked at what is the problem with why the people had such a hard time when the Russians left Bulgaria. They were just devastated. Their farms were torn apart. Their original efforts that they were doing, their young people were orphaned. Their teenagers had nowhere to go. And so we created an industry for each one of them, jobs, a place to help them. We created a farm so that the distilleries could be set up.
And hired the old people to teach them again.
Yes, to teach them again, because they used to do the essential oil business 20 years ago before things were torn apart in those countries. I mean, there's people there that have a lot of knowledge about these oils. And so not only did we
bring
them back.
And I didn't know that, as an example, that some of the top rose oil in the world came from Bulgaria.
Oh, absolutely. Yeah. It's the top. But today, things like very precious Melissa oil is now being grown in Bulgaria so that we can harvest Melissa year-round. Melissa has some of the best qualities in the world to stop some of these. It's an antiviral. And so to stop some of these plagues that plague the world today, we're able to use Melissa oil to help that and some of the challenges, health challenges that people have. And so we're doing this all over the world, in Guatemala, in Mexico. We've gone to Brazil, to the Amazon rainforest, and we're helping the people that know how to harvest Copaiba. CBD, it's a cannabinoid oil out of there. And you see how big the CBD industry is today.
Oh, totally.
Well, we don't want anything with THC in it. We don't even want a trace of THC. We want zero. And so we're using oils that have they have all the anti-inflammatory, anti-pain, all the things that help the receptor 2s, but not the CB1 receptors. And we're doing some phenomenal things. You know, these little old men have to climb up in a tree, kind of like the Hawaiians have learned to climb for the pineapple.
Yes.
They do the same climbing, and they scrape some bark off a Copaiba tree, and they cut a hole and tap a wooden spout in there and hang a little bucket over just to get the sap of the oil to drip in these little buckets. And they wait till they fill up with an inch or two of oil, and they climb down and pour it in one of our big stainless steel vats. And then they have trees all over the rainforest, four different types of Copaiba trees, and then they harvest all this oil and send us a bucket.
That's cool. So they tap them like maples?
They tape them just like maples, exactly, just like the Canadians do up in Canada for maples. And there's so much work going into this it's so much work and so many people that want a bottle that we've had to limit it to one bottle per account. Because it's pretty hard to get 7 million bottles.
I buy the Copaiba.
Yeah,
yes.
You buy it. Yeah, and so do I. But I only get one bottle. So if you ever don't want to use yours, I'll buy it from you. Yeah, but it's an amazing oil. It's our second most popular oil now, next to frankincense and lavender, and so Copaiba is becoming so well known as a cannabinoid. You know, people are paying $100 for a little bottle of CBD oil. You can come into one of our stores and buy a bottle of our Copaiba for under $40, like 38.
And it's actually rated higher.
It's rated higher in cannabinoids.
Right, 30 to 60% more active qualities.
Yes, it's got a type of cannabinoid that's more powerful. It's called a beta carophyllene, BCP, beta carophyllene, and it's very, very powerful in terms of the cannabinoid that the power that it has in it. So if any of you haven't tried Copaiba before as a CBD, you need to experience that, because I'm having so many people in Utah that have come to my stores and wellness centers saying, ever since I started using Copaiba, my pain's gone away, my inflammation that I had.
Have they done studies on that? I know
the
CBD oil from hemp is very effective against seizures.
Right.
And so I wonder, have they shown that it does the
same exact thing? Frankincense and Copaiba mixed together are for years and years. They've had plenty of seizure studies with frankincense.
So, again, it's doing that. So.
Yep.
And you don't have to worry about having to pass a drug test.
Right.
You know, I know
I
have a lot of clients that are from Border Patrol or FBI or police departments, and, you know, and we've heard the stories, as an example, of policemen that had children that had severe seizures.
Right.
And they heard that CBD from hemp could, you know, really
help them.
And they had to make the decision, you know, what do I do? Do I want to, you know, do something that I thought was against the law and terrible? Or, God, I gave him one dose and all of a sudden the seizures are markedly reduced. And they had to make that agonizing decision.
Do I give him a little THC just to get the seizures down?
Right.
Well, guess what? doTERRA has been approached by many, many people trying to get the traditional CBD, hemp, and cannabis oil in there. And that's what made them send researchers to the Amazon to find another way of doing it without the THC involved at all, whether it be trace or above 3%, you know, either way. And today, with Copaiba being the one that was found to do this, we're going to see that when the public gets educated on Copaiba, they will be using Copaiba instead of anything. We have policemen, soldiers. You know, soldiers can't get a trace of THC in their system.
Right, they're out of
there. They start experimenting with CBD oils, and the first time they get tested, they get popped.
Right.
So it's not worth it, you know. And so Copaiba is going to be the go-to. And doTERRA, again, has the foresight with 14 people, 7 owners and their spouses, seeing what we should do. Should we take on CBD or not? Or should we find something that has, it's a cannabinoid without the
and
THC.
That's what they
and
did.
That's what they did. And you watch and see if in the next 5 years that Copaiba just runs over CBD, even though right now it appears that CBD is everywhere.
Right.
And it appears, but see, the
and
qualities.
And it's expensive.
It's expensive, and the qualities are going to get diluted, and people aren't going to get the
And
real
you don't
deal.
Know oftentimes what you're buying.
And hemp can easily be diluted and be used the word hemp and really not get the CBD. There's all
kinds
of ways to
cheat. And then again, you're getting
people
that make it in their garage,
and then
they bottle it, and you think because it's a nice bottle that it's high grade, and you can't guarantee the quality, you know, dose after dose after dose, where doTERRA is just so phenomenal on that.
Yep, and we've got the equipment, the labs. We have our own labs to test everything, and anybody can visit our labs anytime and walk in and get a tour because we're not afraid to. You know, I've been in Utah. I used to go to companies that would want to sell to me, and they wouldn't take me in their back areas to their labs or show me their manufacturer unless I bought $50,000 worth of product.
Right.
doTERRA, if you haven't bought any, we'll let you go back there.
Right, because, and take you on
because
tours.
Because they want you to see what they're doing up front from the get-go.
Right.
So that's one of the things I respect about what they're doing.
I heard one of the stories, and if you can just refresh my memory, that in Somalia, when the oil companies left and doTERRA went in to help these women and advanced them money so that they could remember that? That was just so touching.
We've done that with both frankincense in Somalia and pink pepper both, where people just didn't have the money to even get started to come to work. And so doTERRA put together...
Even send their kids to school $3 a year or something,
and
they didn't even have the $3 to send their kids to school.
That's right. And so not only did doTERRA work with agencies that could upfront the moms so that they could put their kids in school and they could come to work so that the system began to work, and it's been a phenomenal united effort to watch these things take place, and the women are so pleased and so happy. We watched the story of a couple of ladies that were sitting on the side of the road basically trying to prostitute themselves.
Because that was the only way they could
make money. And one of doTERRA's people saw them and asked one of the gentlemen that was they had gone to contact to help them set up some of the co-op farming. What are those women doing? And he told them what they were doing. And he said, well, I want you to see if they will be interested in working with us. And they got those women and told them what we were going to be doing. And the next thing you know, we're filming them climbing these trees to pick the pink pepper pods. And it started from day one when they were asked, would you want to do that instead of what you're doing? They said yes. And today it's been, you know, almost a year and a half. They're still there, and they're such an amazing set of women that are working, and now they're training all the other people, and they've just, it's changed their lives.
Right,
and those
right.
are the types of things that we keep doing across the world. And
Malaysia.
You know, Malaysia, you know, Guatemala, yeah. Brazil, Mexico. We're in about 28 third world countries and some major countries, and we're putting up farms everywhere to be able to keep this sustainable. When you have 7 million people ordering $100 worth, and then they all have customers, no, not all of them, but a percentage of them do, then you've got to be able to sustain, because we don't want to be a company that has a list of 100 oils and then we're back ordered on 30.
Right,
so,
right.
So we have a kind of a policy that if we can't keep it stocked, we don't even want to carry it. Did you know that right now we don't have rose oil in our price list because we cannot get enough for even half of the people to have one bottle?
Oh, my.
So, but we've planted the rose fields in Bulgaria so that perhaps in the next 2 years we'll get enough.
Right.
And so as soon as – so we're doing the preparatory work for that, but right now we don't have enough to harvest enough.
We're coming to the top of the hour, only about a minute and a half left, but there was a question – they wanted to know, is there a good essential oil that can help circulation and chronic vein if you're having varicose veins and painful veins? And is there a good essential oil that they can rub on that?
Yes.
Uh-huh.
Yes. When you're having circulation issues, remember that the body needs a better heart rate. If you can get the heart to pump just a little bit better, you get better circulation.
Right.
So oils such as spearmint and peppermint, Yerba Buena, they call it out here, but you know it's the kind of oil that gives your body energy, and so any of these what are considered hot oils, thyme, oregano, spearmint, peppermint, those things make your heart beat just a little bit better. But in addition to the pain that goes along with you know, bruised veins and stuff, if you look at some of the vitamin pack we have, has flavonoids and has all
right.
kinds of
things.
I was going to
mention vitamin C and
yes,
bioflavonoids.
Bioflavonoids and vitamin C.
There's
those
an herb called horse chestnut that's used.
Yes, yes.
And all of those help for varicose veins. So if they're having painful veins and you even put on magnesium oil right onto the skin, spray
but remember,
it on.
Yeah, and sometimes that magnesium oil makes people itch and burn.
Right.
So you have to really
that, yeah.
dilute it. But I'll tell you, what I've noticed is that some of the oils that have natural analgesics are things like black pepper oil. That has an analgesic in it. White fir, Douglas fir, Siberian fir, almost all the big Christmas tree smelling oils have a natural mild analgesic. Helichrysum, blue tansy, these oils all are for pain. We have a famous formula called Deep Blue. And Deep Blue comes both in a straight roll-on oil bottle and in a rub.
Right.
And it is so effective against pain that people who have varicose veins that are painful, if they just take a dime's worth of that Deep Blue rub and put it, it comes in a tube like toothpaste, and put about a dime's worth and then rub your legs or wherever these veins are that hurt, I'm telling you, it's almost miraculous. Like in 5 minutes, the pain is gone. It's
wow,
so effective.
Wow.
It's that, you know, we use it all the time for people with pain, muscle pain, and pre and post workouts and gyms and things like that.
Well, I know we're at the top of the hour, so we have to take our break for, I don't know if you're able to continue with us or you have places and things to go. So anyway, hopefully, I really appreciate you being here because you're such a wealth of knowledge. And you and I have been friends for so many years and exchanging, and I really appreciate when you're here and being on the radio.
Well,
so.
We love your program, and we promote it all the time and tell people everywhere you travel to listen in to the things you're doing, because you really are trying to help people without a fee to learn how to help themselves and how to take care of their health. Learn to health yourself. It's one of your mantras you've been using on the show for a long time. And we really, really think that your efforts is the wave of the future to help people. And we wish that healthcare would say, heal us first, we'll pay you later.
Yeah.
You know, that would be the right way to do this.
Oh, totally.
And you've been doing it for years. You give the information and people are able to get it. And, you know, they get, you know, that's just one of the things I wish we could do.
Yeah, right. Well, I really appreciate it, you being here. So stick around. We got a lot more to go.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
The first thing I'm looking at, there's a question online about do I like the bone strengthening shots that the doctors give? Let me talk to you a little about that, because they're not really bone strengthening. This is what they're going to tell you. Okay, let me explain what's happening. In bone, you have two kinds of bone cells. You have an osteoclast and an osteoblast. An osteoblast is a new bone cell. It lays down new bone. And an osteoclast is what eats old, dead, diseased bone. So you have this constant cell turnover where the body's bone cells are eating old, dead, diseased bone and leaving a hole behind it. And then what happens is you then fill that hole up with new bone. Now, in osteoporosis, what happens is you get more of these osteoclasts and you're eating more dead, diseased bone, but you're not producing enough osteoblasts to lay new bone in its place. Now, what these shots are doing, these shots, and they'll tell you, like, what's her name, the Boniva or Fosamax, and some of these shots are just once every 6 months. And what was her, Sally Fields? Was doing the infomercial, not info, but the commercials on that, and saying, oh, I've been on this for a year and my blood bone density is now stronger. Well, that's a fallacy, because here's what that medicine does. What that medicine does is it stops the production of osteoclasts. So what's actually happening is you stop the production of the cells that eat old, dead, diseased bone. So when you get a new bone density and it shows that the bones are becoming more dense, it's not dense with new bone. It's dense with the old, dead, diseased bone that is not being taken away. So it's a fallacy. I personally think that those medications and shots should really be malpractice, because what you're doing is you're either taking a pill or taking a shot where those healthy cells that eat dead, diseased bone stop production. So now what happens is, yes, you have more bone density, but that bone density is with old, dead, diseased bone. And what ends up happening is you can end up getting bone infections that are quite serious and can really become life-threatening. And there's a bone necrosis in the jaw, and you'll notice that what happens is that when you get an infection in the bone, you don't repair that bone. Now, to really help the bones get repaired, what you want is a number of different nutrients. And number one and two and three, four, there's certain nutrients. You want vitamin D. At least 10,000 units per day of vitamin D3. At the same, and I usually take, have people take, that's a 5,000 unit pill, and they take one pill twice a day. Now, if you get a bone density or a blood test of your vitamin D and it's below 30, you want to get that up to at least 75. So what you might do is you take that 5,000-unit vitamin D, and you would take five of those twice a day. So that's 10 of those pills for 4 days in a row. And that's 50,000 units 4 days in a row, maybe 5 to 7 days in a row. And what you'll do is you'll bring that up. We know that when you bring your vitamin D levels up, say, to 75 to 90, you're cutting your risk of every known cancer by 75%. Now, when you add vitamin K2 to the vitamin D, and we have that as a separate nutrient, vitamin K2, and you want to take at least, I'm going to say 500 micrograms, and we use 1 milligram. And so I'll use 500 micrograms to 1 milligram per 5,000 units of vitamin D. A lot of the research only uses 100 micrograms of vitamin K2. I like the 500 to 1 milligram. And you take those two together, and the vitamin D helps to carry the calcium and magnesium around the body, and the vitamin K2 drops it off and takes it out of the plaque and puts it into the bones. So it becomes really quite good. Now, the other thing you want to add is magnesium, and magnesium citrate, gluconate, not magnesium oxide. That's really a poor form of magnesium. So you take a good magnesium and then an extra vitamin C. And I use the Nature Sunshine vitamin C complex, the time release, because you can really only absorb so much vitamin C at one time. You can't absorb very much. So I like the time release. And what you're going to find, taking the nutrients together, the vitamin D, the vitamin K2, and the magnesium, and the vitamin C, and sometimes we add strontium. And strontium is another mineral that helps to build bone. But when you do it this way, now you're building bone. You're building the tissue. Then the other thing we do that builds bone properly is whole body vibration. And we have the equipment at our clinic, and it's called whole body vibration. Now, the difference is at our clinic, when you do that, you're breathing pure oxygen while you're doing the 10 to 15 minutes of whole body vibration. Not just the vibration, but you're breathing pure oxygen with every breath. So you really intensify that. And this is the way you really build bone. I would I would advise against those shots, because again, those shots are not really building your bone. They're making you have more dead, diseased bone, and much more prone to bone infections. So basically what I would do is, and again, the weight-bearing exercises are really important for bone building. Weight lifting, or again, I think the best exercise for building bone is whole body vibration. It even beats weight lifting. So when you're vibrating your bone is a crystal, and so when you vibrate it, it teaches the bone to grow. So I don't like those shots, and I like all the other things that you can do. I'm looking at some of the comments again. Sherry Edwards, that's she's mentioning that. Sherry Edwards, it's vocal profiling. There's no question about it. Sometimes what she does, and I've had her on my radio show, and they do a vocal recording, and then they test the frequencies of your voice and find out what you're deficient in. And oftentimes it might be vitamin C or vitamin D or magnesium. And then they adjust your voice, or they make tones, and you listen to those tones, and through what's called brain, where your brain is, in essence, trying to emulate whatever frequencies it hears. So when it hears a frequency, it wants to be and put that frequency back into the brain. So Sherry Edwards, that's a really one of those high frequency techniques that are quite good. And then again on that, I forgot to mention is the bamboo silica. Silica is the other mineral that really builds bone much more than calcium. You don't need calcium. You need silica, magnesium, and sometimes strontium, the vitamin C, the vitamin D, and the vitamin K2. So this is how you rebuild bone. So anyway.
You know, yes. She did mention also, she says, my cousin says she cannot have K2 because of too much potassium, but that's a misconception. K2 and vitamin K and potassium are not the same.
Are not the same thing. Yeah. So what you can do is, like, because of my kidney diet that I have to be on a low potassium, and you have to just, you could check foods. And the problem is potassium is really healthy, but sometimes the kidneys don't clear it well. And again, my kidneys have been improving dramatically. So my kidneys and my potassium blood chemistries have been staying in the normal range. So I'm really pleased with that. And so have my phosphorus and the other things. So K2, as long as you're taking it with vitamin D, and you know, you get a good blood test at least once or twice a year, and you can monitor those. So they're pretty cheap. You can even get an electrolyte or sodium, potassium, and chloride. And you can, you know, that can't cost more than $15 at the lab. And if you're here in town, you can go to a place here on the west side. It's called Any Lab Test. And you can mention my name and you can be treated right away. And they'll do any blood test without a doctor's prescription. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph, Natural Solutions Radio.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.
Research reveals that sandalwood heals breast cancer cells at the deepest level. And for centuries, sandalwood has been used for its anti-inflammatory, aphrodisiac, memory-boosting properties. But one of the compounds responsible for these effects is alpha-santalol. And this is a sesquiterpene and a terpenoid, and they're found also in black pepper and cloves, and they're used for medicinal applications. Well, anyway, there was a study done with the University of Texas at San Antonio and Ponce Health Sciences University School of Medicine, and they printed this article in the Journal of Evidence-Based Complementary and Alternative Medicine, and they looked at sandalwood's effect on breast cancer. And the results of the study showed that sandalwood induced DNA damage in breast cancer cells. And so they were able to identify the proteins that were potentially involved in causing this. And it was really quite profound. The study was the first to report on the ability of sandalwood to inflict damage on breast cancer cells, the DNA of the breast cancer cells. So if you have breast cancer, you know, we've used frankincense, we've used melaleuca or tea tree oil, and we've used copaiba. I call it copaiba, but I guess it's copaiba. And I've used frankincense and all these other. Well, now we're going to start using sandalwood. And there was a study from the University of Oklahoma. Researchers compared the effects of sandalwood and frankincense oils against human bladder cancer cells, and they found that both oils were effective against cancer, even though they worked on different mechanisms. And frankincense essential oil triggered cell death via oxidative stress, while sandalwood caused non-selective cell death by causing DNA damage. So some of the other uses for sandalwood is that it can maintain blood pressure, it can help relieve stress and anxiety, and it can promote wound healing. So it's very easy to use. What you do is just go ahead and rub some on. And if you have breast cancer, maybe 3-4 times a day, rub some of the essential oil. Don't rub it hard. Just dab it on and put it on. You don't want to irritate the skin. Don't rub hard on any of those. Sometimes we use a little DMSO with that, and it helps the oil penetrate even more. But you have to be careful. Don't rub DMSO. So that's on sandalwood, and that's out really, you know, pretty outrageous. Now, this next one is that the question was, you know, or statement, why you need essential oils to be in your survival kit. And it says essential oils are concentrated plant extracts which are used for various purposes. And you might not think of them as necessary additions to your survival, but they can come in handy, especially, you know, if the poop hits the fan kind of thing. And this came from backdoorsurvival.com. But essential oils disinfects and treats wounds. There's been information about how well they've been used as antibiotics. And essential oils have all kinds of studies on so many of them. Tea tree oil, and you can use that to treat minor cuts and abrasions. They're also antibacterial, antiviral, antifungal. And there's some articles you can look up how to use essential oils to increase your odds of survival in almost any situation. That's a title of a big article, how to use essential oils to increase your odds of survival in almost any situation. Essential oils can help relieve headaches, such as lavender and peppermint oils. They're useful for alleviating headaches. And you put those right on your temples and above your eyebrows and on the sides of your head, sometimes right on the back of your head, and they can help relieve headaches and migraines. The next one is fights bacterial infections. Oregano oil is highly potent essential oil for fighting yeast and bacterial infections. It can also be used to treat inflammation and gastrointestinal problems. And it's really quite strong, so sometimes you have to use a diluted carrier oil before you use oregano oil straight. Also, essential oils can help relieve sunburn, and when you're out in the sun, especially at the coming of summer, so it's going to start to have some nice hot days, so we've spent indoors, no shirts on, you know, wearing our shirts, no shirtless days until just now coming. And so you got to be careful because your skin can all be white. And you can use eucalyptus oils and peppermint oils, and they can really help alleviate sunburn. Germanium oils, tea tree, lavender, they help to relieve toothaches. Clove oil, of course, has been used for a long time. Peppermint oil is a versatile oil for nausea. And you can put that right on your stomach, on your throat, right below your nose. They also repel insects. And citronella oil can be very strong. Also, peppermint oil and tea tree oil, also very good. They can promote restful sleep. Lavender is one of the best essential oils for that. It can enhance your mood, disinfect your tonsils. Example, antiseptic oils like tea tree oil, oregano oil, thyme, lemon oil, citrus oils. So this is, again, another reason to use oils. Okay, good morning, guys. How are you?
Hey, good. How are you?
I'm
great
doing
program.
Oh, hey. Thank you so much. I'm doing
Dad,
well.
I had a quick question.
Okay.
it's great. right here. We have a quick question about hormone injections for children that are short, and what types of lab results, or when would somatropin, for example, be really indicated for a child who's, you know, 9 years old and
very short? They use that, that, and they use human growth hormone. It's one of the actual prescribed cases for that, and it can help a kid grow. Sometimes what we do is add some amino acids into their diet. You can get them powdered, you know, pills, but you can get branched chain amino acids and a little scoop into their juice. Also making sure they have a good multivitamin, multimineral, and the minerals especially, vitamin D, are going to be critical. If they're short, you want to monitor their vitamin D level. Make sure it's up in the at least 50s, 60s. I like it in the 70s. But when they're short, and they call that the failure to thrive sometimes, or just that a kid wants to be taller, those injections can help. You just have to watch sometimes the side effects, whether the child has any side effects or not. But most of the time, they're only temporary. You're not taking them over long periods of time. They're not steroids. They're hormones. And the most common is human growth hormone. And it can really be beneficial. I know that there's been kids that have shot up 2, 3, even 4 extra inches and growing. And sometimes all of a sudden, between 9 and 12, they'll have this big growth spurt. Or between 14 and 16, another big growth spurt. So I think they're beneficial because it can help the, what would we call, the social impact. You know, a lot of people don't realize short boys and men are some of the most prejudicial. You know, there's more prejudice against them than almost any other group. So I don't, you know, to me, it's almost like if someone's a senior and they can afford the surgery to look better and get plastic surgery, hey, go for it. You know, I have no problem with that. But as children, it can really help their psyche, and especially if they see themselves growing a couple of inches. It can really help their social status and their emotional content. So I don't mind that. And again, as long as you're making it up with good vitamins and minerals and a good diet, you know, and not a lot of junk food, I think they're going to benefit from. We've come to the end of another show. The opinions and views expressed on Natural Solutions Radio Show are not recognized by standard allopathic medicine and are not endorsed by the American Medical Association or the FDA. The very concept of natural therapies for maintaining body systems are foreign to the thinking of modern allopathic medicine. Join us again next Saturday morning on Natural Solutions Radio with me, Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm a traditional naturopath. Today's show was brought to you by Prime Longevity and Health Naturally. So thank you very much for joining us. This is Eliezer Ben-Joseph. I'm signing off. We'll be back next week with another show.
Health Naturally is the best apothecary in town for all your supplement needs. We here at Health Naturally believe in the natural approach to your health and wellness. About supplements for your specific health concerns and needs, be sure to call us at 915-833-0222 for your questions and comments, or come and visit us at 7040 North Mesa, El Paso, Texas. Remember, call 915-833-0222. Know that prevention is the best alternative to a cure.